I'm joined by Keith Pickard, the Liberal candidate for Chatham Kent Leamington. Thanks so much for joining us, Keith.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So our first question, please tell us about yourself and why you're running in the riding of Chatham Kent Leamington.
Well, I was born in Chatham and I raised my family in Leamington. I'm a businessman. I own several companies in Kingsville and Leamington, supporting the agriculture sector my entire career. It's all been dedicated to agri-food and agriculture. I operated businesses on both sides of the border, so I'm well-versed in international trade. My father, Jerry, represented the riding in Ottawa from 1988 until he retired in 2006. And I believe this election is the most important election of our life. Chatham, Kent, Leamington, it's got a unique economy, and our challenges are different than other communities up the road, for sure. These trade threats are going to impact our community drastically, and we need a strong voice within the government. Not an opposition critic, but a strong voice in the government to be able to work and collaborate with other members of government to bring funding, bring programs, and protect our families and our jobs right here in Chatham-Kent. So without a doubt, I think this election is about getting involved to ensure that we have a voice at the table.
If elected, how will you support area residents and businesses that have been negatively impacted by the U.S.-Canada trade war?
Again, we're still in business in the agriculture sector, and my own businesses are heavily impacted by the trade issues we're experiencing with the U.S. right now. Hundreds of thousands of dollars per month is not sustainable in tariffs for my own company. We need to take immediate action and expedite programs to preserve our jobs and protect our families. There's no single solution for all businesses. Each business case is going to be different, and it needs to be looked at, and we need to do that immediately. We need to stabilize what we're doing in the community and what we're doing for these businesses and ensure they get through the short period of time. I understand the economy that we have right now is completely intertwined with the United States. We need to preserve what we have first. The next thing we need to do is the public sector needs to help the private sector find alternate trade routes. We need to look at every business and find solutions for those businesses in particular to ensure that they have other outlets for the products they produce, ensure that they have a long-term program. There's many business owners that don't have the resources, the manpower, or the ability to go find those. And I think the government's going to have to play a major, major issue, or a key role, better, is a key role to ensure that our businesses find alternate trade routes so we're not so reliant on the United States long term. So I think it's a multi-year project that, first off, triage the situation, ensure our businesses survive, and then make us stronger, find alternate trade routes, and move forward over the long term.
Okay. How does your party intend to address the homelessness crisis and housing shortages, specifically in the riding of Chatham-Kent-Leamington?
Homelessness is a serious issue, and definitely Chatham-Kent is not an exception. The federal government needs to dive into this issue in Chatham directly. Different issues across the province are, again, you need local solutions. So we need to first off look at what the issue is with our homeless population. Is it mental health? Is it addiction? Or is it financial issues? From there, I mean, it's a relatively modern issue for our community. And what we need to do is find the root cause of the problem. Once we find the root cause of the problem, we need to take action and figure out how to treat the problem and understand the cause of the problem. Whether we need to invest in more treatment centers, more spaces in hospitals, or just give people a hand up, we need to dive right into the problem here in our own community. The government needs to be absolutely a part of the process. And we need to figure out how we can get these people the help they need, whether it's medical help, whether it's financial help, or whether it's addiction help. We need to make sure that we get people moving in the right direction. We get them housed. We get whatever is going on in their lives. We need to jump in and do our best to solve the issue for our community.
Okay. And our final question, erosion and damage to roads along the Lake Erie shoreline, as you know, a major issue in our riding. Now that the consumer carbon tax has been canceled, how does your party plan to address climate change?
First off, we need to recognize there's climate change. That's the biggest key element. Data suggests there's climate change. All parties can argue about what the underlying reason for climate change is. But the first thing we have to do is understand we do have climate change. We have melting ice caps. We have warmer water systems. And we have an issue with climate change that's going to impact the shoreline. So I've talked to specialists and experts on the issue. And we need to look at the hazards of our shoreline first. So by looking at the hazards of the shoreline, we understand where we're vulnerable. Regardless of whether climate change is existing as a result of humans on Earth or not, that's an argument for another day. But the fact is, we're in a situation where our lake levels are rising and we need to protect our shoreline. So the best way is to work collaboratively. You have marinas and harbors that are owned by the province and the municipalities and the federal government. Right now, everyone has the attitude that they're taking on the challenge themselves. So I think we need to step back, and community organizations are already working on this. But in the region, we need to look at a master plan. We need to look at everything going on across the entire shoreline and work at a create a plan, develop a plan in all levels of government. Homeowners, everybody involved with shoreline needs to get involved, figure out a solution, and work together to bring that solution forward. So I think the key is, you know, we need a holistic community approach to ensure that everyone's on the same page and we're supporting each other to fix the problem.
Okay. Keith Pickard from the Liberal Party, our candidate in Chatham-Kent-Leamington, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.